Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 94 of your favorite Pokemon podcast. A wild podcast has appeared. I am your host, Jim Biscardi, and I am usually joined by Megan Peters, but she has a very important date with the DMV today, so she could not be here. But Christian Hoffer is here.
I am indeed here.
And we are ready to talk about Pokemon. If you are new to this show, welcome. We talk about all things Pokemon. This is basically the best digest of Pokemon news that you get once a week, every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, live on Twitch, 9 a.m. Eastern. And otherwise, you can listen to it wherever podcasts can be found. So we're just going to kind of jump right into it because we have a decent amount of news today. We also have these things. Boom. Oh. Shining Fates. We are going to open them here. We're going to hunt. There's only three packs. I have a few more, but for the sake of time, we're only going to do three packs today. The hunt for this guy right here. I don't know if it's going to show up on the camera. Boom. The shiny VMAX Charizard is about to go down.
I am excited in part because I know your address. So if you get that shining VMAX Charizard rainbow rare, you may expect
straight to PSA. No, I'm
like, slap that baby. I will drive to Nashville and I will stake out your mailbox. That card will be mine.
Well, let's talk about that because I think, you know, we'll start here first because you had a very interesting experience as well. You were not necessarily going for Shining Fates, but just before the show started, we were talking about kind of your experience at your local game store. And it seems to be anywhere else that, people tried to get these. So Shining Fates is live. They are available in stores. Looks like Acme White had to wait 3 hours and didn't even get one. Christian, what was the experience on for you trying to get yours?
So, I have given up.
Well, you didn't get it. But you went to the game store.
Yeah. So, I went to the game store, the board game store, to make some purchases of some unrelated to Pokemon things. I collect some Marvel miniatures, and there's a Marvel card game that I'm a big fan of, so I get those. So I stopped in there, and they were just like immediately. And this is a decent sized board game store in Columbus. It's probably like the nicest one. And they were telling me about how this was the busiest weekend for them since the pandemic started, due to the fact that people are coming in to get their Shining Fate stuff, like as it comes in, because they are afraid that if they don't pick it up the first weekend, it will get redistributed to people who are on the wait list for this. They had, a lot of pre-orders. The stuff was allocated. They got less than what they were hoping for. And so they had to do, I believe it was like a random lottery to see which one of their customers actually got the Shining Fate stuff.
That has happened three releases in a row now that Pokemon cards have been allocated.
Yeah, it's due to a combination of high demand. And also, we talked about this before, they're having distribution issues due to COVID. It's a lot slower. I mean, the cards are coming. They are coming. So if you don't get your Shining Fates now, I understand it's disappointing, you know, especially with YOLO and all that stuff. But the cards are coming. More cards will be released. Restocks are, you know, have been promised, and that will include Shining Fates, because there is clearly way more demand than there is supply. And, you know, I mean, if you take a look, if you try to get your hands on a Shining Fates Elite Trainer box, you know, those things are selling for $120 on average online. Yep. That is over twice what the retail price is. It's insane. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah. Okay. So I just opened one. I'm going to open one pack, and then we'll do one a little bit later, and then we'll do one before the end of the show. So I have not peaked. The hunt for shiny VMAX Charizard is on. So I'm just going to try and not get the glare. There we go.
There you go. With your new lighting. That's a non-shining Rotom.
Oh, come on. Come on, auto camera focus. Oh, this is going extremely well.
There's a non-shiny Zamazenta.
Rusted shield.
Oh, that's a rusted shield.
Yeah, this isn't working as well as I wanted to. Okay, I'm just going to go straight to the end and see what we got. Galarian Weezing foil card. There it is.
Oh.
Focus. You know what I got to do? I got to like hold it up and then pull it back. And then it pulls into focus.
There you go. There it is.
So anyway, we'll figure it out better.
Did you get any shinies? I mean, I think
I didn't even look. Duh. Let me see. Non-shiny Rotom, non-shiny Floatzeal, regular Koffing, regular Shinx, regular Grookey. I got a shiny Aerokuda.
I was about to say, if you didn't get like, you know, any shinies, I would have been single shiny. I mean, that's almost like, you know, because there's more shinies in the set. There's 190 cards, and I believe 120 of them are shiny. Oh,
you know what I wasn't expecting? So the Galarian Weezing and the shiny Aerokuda are both foil cards. I was only expecting either the rare in the pack to be at the end. So there we go.
Yep.
Okay, well, there we go. Shiny fish for the win. It's a weird week, because this Saturday is Pokemon Day.
It is.
And we are expecting we're expecting big news. Now, this news will probably come before Saturday. Saturday is the virtual concert with Post Malone. I suspect we will probably get some announcements, but I think everyone is saying, Christian, correct me if I'm wrong, the bigger announcements are probably coming
Thursday or Friday. They haven't announced. Acme White says that the rumor says it might come out today.
I wouldn't be surprised if we got news every day this week, but like the big news, I suspect, will probably hit closer to the week. Oh, no, you don't think so?
I don't think so. So here's the reason why. One, if Pokemon, if we might get some sort of announcement today, we might get an announcement of an announcement if something's going to happen. Because here's the thing: if there's a Pokemon Direct, they're not just going to drop a Pokemon Direct on us. They're going to tell us.
Hey, pay attention.
Yeah. So if we are indeed getting significant new content, they're going to put in a Pokemon Direct, and that is going to be, coming out. I also heard the rumor of the Direct on the 25th. If I were a betting man, and I am not, but if I were a betting man, I would say that the 25th is a pretty good date to circle on your calendar. I don't think they're going to announce it during the Post Malone concert on February 27th. I think that this Post Malone thing is absolutely, you know, genius. I was talking to my personal trainer about it over the weekend, and she was like, okay, those are words that just came out of your mouth that formed a coherent sentence, but I don't think you meant to say what you said. I'm like, no, Post Malone is having a virtual Pokemon concert. And then that got into discussions like what songs are appropriate for a 10-year-old. I'm like, I do not know the answer to this.
Yeah.
You know, I assume he's just going to do a 900 Pokemon rap, because, you know, that's the only clean thing. But, you know, I don't think it's going to come during that. Saturday night is a terrible news drop night. Nintendo has never done something like that. Neither has the Pokemon Company. It wouldn't make sense to do it on the weekend. So I'm expecting Thursday, Friday. You know, the main question is, when are we getting? You know, we have been promised a week full of announcements. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to get stuff every single day. Although, you know, if you go to the Pokemon Center right now, they are releasing new stuff that they haven't even posted. They haven't even posted images for it, but it's something this like Pokemon Celebration, which I'm very interested like exactly
a reversible jacket, a lanyard, black pin
land. Yeah. You know, a tumbler,
an insulated tumbler,
you know, so,
poster and a protection and a switch case.
So, you know, I'm guessing that's utilizing the starter Pokemon and Pikachu art that they've been throwing around, but who knows? Who knows? I mean, it's going to be a crazy week.
Look, 25 years is nothing to sneeze at. So I think this is a, I'm excited. It's a good time to be a Pokemon fan. But of course, that means for a show that goes live on Mondays, we don't have a terrible amount for you today. We'll say, though, also available right now, if you have not done so yet, Shiny Toxtricity is available at GameStop. And so much that they have said that you don't even have to go into the store. You can just drive to the GameStop, pull up in the parking lot, and you can get your shiny Toxtricity. So if you have not done that yet, and you want one, now is your time to go do it.
You know, I forgot to do it this weekend. I meant to do it. And I, you know, I was out and about, like, you know, made a rare trip out of my house. Mm-hmm. And I totally forgot that was something that I should have done. You have until March, I believe March 18th or March 19th. So you got some time. It's not too late. But, you know, don't forget about that. We'll try to periodically remind you on this
year. Yes, absolutely.
This year podcast.
Yeah, make sure that you follow at Pokemon Pod CB. We'll definitely be dropping, you know, reminders there in case you have not gotten it just yet. In other Pokemon game news, Pokemon Unite, the much awaited MOBA.
That's doing some work there.
Well, here's the thing. I was not a MOBA person, and I started playing Marvel Realm of Champions on my phone.
Is that a MOBA?
It's like a MOBA lite, and so it has bases that you have to, you know, march across a map and destroy, and there's you know, zones to control to give you some bonuses. So it's basically a MOBA. And so it's actually kind of gotten me, it's a great intro game for people who don't know how to play MOBAs or don't understand MOBAs or whatnot. It has me kind of excited to play the League of Legends game that's going to come out on the phone and potentially try, you know, maybe even try League of Legends on my computer. We'll see. But anyway, Pokemon Unite is the Pokemon version of it that is coming out. And it is in beta internationally.
It has been in beta. Yeah. And so they're announcing kind of the next step of that. So it's been available in China, which, you know, it's kind of funny considering like all the issues the Pokemon Company has had in China. But the Tencent is a Chinese company. That's so right. They got the first crack at it, and that's where all the leaks have been coming from. So we've gotten a lot of like leaks, you know, from this. But now Canada is doing a regional beta. The big news, you know, the kind of the understated thing that came out of the announcement of this beta is it means that we will not be getting Pokemon Unite on Pokemon Day. A lot of people were thinking that we were going to get some sort of like stealth release on Pokemon Day, and that is not going to happen.
Here comes Pokemon Sleep.
I very much doubt we are getting Pokemon Sleep on Pokemon Day. But anything's possible, but you know, that comes with hardware.
Yeah,
so that seems pretty unlikely.
We for those who are listening and tuning in, we are going to get to our Kanto celebration. We'll do a kind of recap there, and then we'll also get to Pokemon Day predictions is what I want, because it's the word I was looking for there. So let's get through the news. We'll do our ad break, and then we'll get to the fun stuff.
Okay.
Pokemon Journeys manga coming to the U.S. in the fall.
Yes, Viz did announce that they were doing that, and I believe there's one other. Give me a second. One other manga that is getting over. So this is basically a light manga adaptation of of Pokemon Journeys, featuring Ash and Go. Give me a second. trying to get to like the Viz stuff can be such a pain in the butt. So we're getting Pokemon Journeys the series. So it's Ash, Go, Pikachu. We're also getting a gag series based on Pokemon Sun and Moon with the Pocket Comics. That is also a thing that is coming out. Which it's basically just a joke manga. Continuations of those. I was actually, on a total and complete side note, I was really excited about these Viz announcements. So Viz announced a bunch of new stuff. One of the big things was that they announced that they are collecting two of the better manga that are out there right now. The first one being Kaiju number 8, which is currently available. You can read that on the Shonen Jump app. And the other one is, this will be the first time it's available in the U.S. And that is Frieren Beyond Journey's End, which is a, if you're a fantasy fan, that's fantastic. I know no one cares about this stuff, but there's only two of us. So I gotta
fair.
Talk a little bit about, this stuff. But if you're a fan of like fantasy comics, which there's not a lot of good ones out here in the U.S., this one is one of the best.
Yeah.
Back to more relevant news.
we do have a community day coming up for March that has been revealed. So who are we getting this?
It's Fletchling. It comes with Incinerate, okay. Which, Incinerate is a very powerful fast move, I believe. Give me a second. Yeah, it's a fast move. So it does 29 points of damage, generates a lot of energy. It's just it's very slow. On paper, this will turn Talonflame into a very good Pokemon to use during in Great League and Ultra League. Due to its slowness, I kind of doubt it actually will do anything. The nice thing is that one, people have been complaining. Community Day has been really bad for about a year. And so this is the first time that a Community Day has introduced a new shiny, I think, in 6 months. People are excited about that. It is a three-step evolution. There's always been a lot of complaining about, that they kind of moved away from that model of this is a good chance to get those Pokemon that cost a lot of candies to evolve. So they've gone back to that. So people are cautiously optimistic about this because it represents a step in the right direction. That's the big news that's coming out of it. Also, Pokemon Go, the Kanto celebration event is going on this week. That's the other thing that happens. Mm-hmm. It's basically just a continuation of Pokemon Go tour, but without some of the perks.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's open. We're gonna open one more pack, and then we're gonna take our break, and then we'll get into the Kanto celebration. So here we go.
All right, let's see if Jim can manage to pull any shinies this time.
All right, stop it. Okay, I'm not going to hold them up to the camera. I'll hold up any cool cards that I see. I got a dark energy and Eldegoss, Luxio. Oh, hey now.
Oh.
Ball guy.
That's not actually a good card. That's just
I know, but I love ball guy.
Why would you?
There.
Man, we're going to have to get you a third camera.
I know.
I'm going to
try right now and yeah, I know. I may totally screw things up right now, and Richard's going to kill me.
Well, this has been a good stream, guys.
Here we go. Ready? There we go.
Oh, there it is. Look at that.
There we go. Here's the better camera for this
stuff.
Boom.
Man, you can see Jim's face.
Koofant, Choodle, Yanma, Morpeko, Frostmoth. But it's a reverse holo, not shiny though.
Oh, well, there's something cool behind that.
Oh, and a Cramorant V card.
Is that not a non-shiny Cramorant?
This is
that,
a non-shiny. Yeah, right. Because yeah,
you didn't get a Cramorant single red. Shiny.
I didn't get a single shiny.
Oh my god, that is amazing.
Thank you for nothing.
Amazing.
I need to show off Ball Guy for the on the better cam.
Oh my god,
there he is. Doing some stretches, sitting in his chair. I got one pack left. I'm going to switch back over to the other camera while we talk about some other stuff. Boom, here we go. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we get back, we're going to talk all about our experience with the Kanto Celebration, our predictions for Pokemon Day, and more. Stay tuned. All righty, and we're back. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I switched my camera mid things. I'm just going to open up the last pack. I want to get it out of the way so that we can just focus on our discussion. So here we go. Okay. Fighting energy. Dartrix. Another ball guy. So many ball guys. A regular Cramorant. Another Choodle.
No shinies.
Eevee. It's a cute Eevee. Another horsey. I think I've gotten three horsies now.
Cacnea.
Shinx.
Shinies.
There we go.
Holy mackerel.
I just got the gold super rare, secret rare Eternatus V card. Holy moly. Pogs in the chat, folks. Look at that. I know everyone's hunting for that shiny Charizard, but I will take that one.
Okay, let's gold.
And then the last one is just a Dreadnought rare, not even a holofoil, not even a shiny. But look at that one. Good lord. Okay, look.
Is that the VMAX?
This is the V. This is just the V. Look, anyone who has been watching us long enough knows this. I have the worst luck. And that is probably the best card that we have pulled since doing this.
I am seeing that, sir, is a $75 card on eBay.
All right. I may get with the folks on our side, and we will probably give that puppy away. I just need to set up the rules, and we'll see what has to do. So stay tuned to @PokemonPodCB to get a chance. For that Eternatus,
that made this all worth it.
Whew. All right. Let's talk the Kanto Celebration. So some fans know, I know that there's a few folks in the chat right now who spent some time with me. I took a stab at streaming Pokemon Go, and I learned a number of things. One, pretty easy, so definitely going to do it again. Two, a lot of people who do it on Twitch cheat at it. And so Christian, I know, has known this. I was apparently incredibly naive. There were a few people who who are like asking me in the chat, like, hey, are you inviting people to raids and things like that? I'm like, I'm sitting in my backyard. I have no gyms or, you know, anywhere, anything near me. So you can invite me to raids and I'm all there. And then I went looking around and I saw that some people, I guess the correct term is spoofing, and have like a joystick on their Pokemon Go that allows them to walk around and stuff. And so, to each their own. Everyone plays the game separately. Did not realize that. So now I totally understood. But we had a ton of fun. So much so that at the very, very end, we had someone had a Mewtwo raid near them. Everyone dropped their codes in the chat. And a bunch of people, I think Rankin, who's in the chat now, is one of the folks who caught the Mewtwo that was a part of that raid. So that was pretty cool. Come watch the stream. Catch some, do some raids. Catch some legendaries. So that was very, very cool. Now, as someone who played it mostly from home, I really enjoyed it. There was a lot. Had I not had to have Breakaway for a few instances, I probably could have done a lot more of the collection stuff if I tried a little bit harder. I did not necessarily realize the evolution part of it was going to be a thing, because I didn't do the research. I didn't necessarily realize that was going to be a thing. And I thought maybe the spawns would be a little bit, you know, spread out over the course of the week. So it's going to be a little hard for me to complete the Nidoran evolutions, but most everything else I think I have in my capability to evolve. I got a few shinies. Mm-hmm. One of them was a Magikarp. And so like, I thought that like trying to get one shiny Gyarados was going to be something that was never going to happen for me, because it's too many candies and Magikarp days only come very seldomly. And I'm like, well, that's it. That's probably never going to happen. Got enough. Like, then if you caught a Magikarp, they were dropping like, and if you used a Pinab berry, like they were dropping like 30 candies a piece. So it was definitely a nice boost. And it was, I caught a few other things. I of course caught a shiny Weedle, which like, okay, whatever. But I had a lot of fun. I know a lot of folks in the chat had fun. Christian, what were some of your highlights?
Well, my wife got back into Pokemon Go. That was the highlight. That was the highlight for me. So as I mentioned, I was out and about on Saturday for the first time.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Night Flyers in the chat caught 3,200 Pokemon.
Yeah. I did not catch that many. I did manage to complete my collection challenge. I got all 150. I'm officially on the Masterwork challenge now, where, you know, that's going to take some time to complete for obvious reasons. The big thing with me was, you know, so I was playing throughout the day, trying to balance that with the actual business of writing about Pokemon. And, the big thing was I was out when the second go around, like of all the different themed hours started. So, you know, like it wasn't a big deal for Palutown or Pewter City. But when I got to Cerulean City, I was on the road. Driving mm-hmm. through like residential areas, and I still had like three more Pokemon to catch. So mm-hmm. I hand my wife my phone. I'm like, okay, you're going to have to catch, you know, try to find these things. She, not only does she go and just like get super into it, like just catching Pokemon left and right, you know, she also manages to go on a crazy shiny streak. So, you know, I had caught like three shinies over the course of the morning, and like, I'll be honest, none of them were particularly impressive. There was like a Weedle, a Magmar, and I think like an Execute. And it's like, that was it. And so my wife proceeds to get three shiny Psyducks, a shiny Hitmonchan, oh my gosh, a shiny Abra, and there was one other shiny Pokemon that I can't remember, but I'm just like, oh my freaking gosh. And like, you know, like she's legitimately getting like, yeah, I've always wanted a freaking shiny Psyduck. That's like one really? Of my favorite. It's a yeah, that's like one of my favorite shinies. A blue Psyduck, you know. Okay. And now I have three of those. So not only do I have both a shiny Psyduck and a shiny Golduck, I was able to, you know, transfer the third one over into Pokemon Home. So, you know, I have that for my other permanent collection. I was pretty happy with it. I liked the event. There's a couple things I wish it would have done a little bit differently. I got bailed out on the trading because I only one of my D&D players is a big Pokemon Go fan. But, you know, so we just traded each other. Both of us were playing green version, but we both had, you know, we're both like level 40 plus. So sure. We just traded each other all the greens, the red explosives that we needed. So we took care of that. I liked the raids in general. I yep. wish, you know, sometimes I feel like Pokemon Go forgets that we're still in a freaking pandemic. I have two gyms that are within viewing distance. And so I was able to do about half of them. And there was enough activity. I was able to invite people to some of the raids I need to do. So it wasn't really an issue for me. But I know that was a pretty common complaint with a lot of other people was, you know, why are you making raids a requirement to make this thing happen? We're still in a pandemic because, you know, like, yeah, you can remote in, but you have to pay money for those remote raid passes.
Yeah.
Like I've got literally like 60 freaking premium raid passes that, you know, I don't know if I will ever do anything with. Because, you know, like I'm sure I will at some point, like when we're able to go outside again. But, you know, gosh, you know, that was the only thing I didn't like about the event. And also I didn't complete the timed research. That had nothing, you know, not the collection challenge. I did all that, but I didn't do the timed research because it required you to go to Pokestops. And,
battle the whatever the hell they were called.
Yeah. So I was a little bit frustrated. I was a little bit frustrated by that. But do we
know if they plan on putting more Kanto Pokemon into the spawns, or is that,
well, there, it's still going on. So if you hop on right now,
well, yeah, I mean, like there's, I definitely see a bunch of the starters, in my area. I get a bunch of Geodudes and Magikarp still showing up. But I think, like, you know, for me, like, let's see, who else am I still missing? I think, well, like the Nidorans, right? Like I need some more Nidorans. I need some more. Well, Caterpie is green specific, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, okay, no, so. it's for both of them.
Is it for both? Okay.
Yeah.
So I need some more Caterpies. I have the candy for a Rattata, for Eradicate. I just need to find a freaking Rattata. Same with Zubat. I need a few more Bellossom so I can get my Victory Bell. But everything else is, you know, pretty weird. So I'd be curious to see how they mix it up, because right now the spawns I've been seeing are the starters, Slowpoke, Magikarp, and Geodude. Pikachu as well. Man, I can't tell you, I am so happy to have normal Geodude back in rotation, so I can just get a good Geodude that I can just have with me. I got a perfect Golem out of this, which I am all for, because now I can retire my Alolan Chesthair Golem and bring my Golem into.
Well, into, you know, Golem actually is kind of a decent, I don't want to call it a discount Pokemon, because, you know, it costs a lot of candy to get.
It does cost a lot of candy if you're not going to trade.
But, you know, the thing that I like about, you know, Golem is a very solid Pokemon to have for legendary raids, because, you know, so many Pokemon are weak against rock type moves of those legendaries.
I will say, speaking of raids, if anyone is either getting involved in a Mr. Mime, Moltres, or Zapdos raid, please let me know.
Are they still doing the Mr. Mime raids? I thought that was because that's only a that was only a Pokemon Go Fest.
Was it?
Yes,
I guess I thought they were this week, because someone invited me to a Tauros one.
Tauros is, well, I could be mistaken. But you know, like I said, because those are all regional exclusive Pokemon, you know.
Yeah, but I guess I thought, the regional raids are all gone. So that's what it's I am SOL on Mr. Mime. Well, there we go.
Well,
so, but anyway, I would like to have a Moltres and a Zapdos in the collection. So,
do you seriously not have a Moltres or a Zapdos yet?
No, you know what? Because, like, you gotta remember, like, I didn't necessarily get really, really back into this until, like, I know. Right? I guess the birds came back recently.
The birds show up every few months.
They show up every and so I just never I didn't necessarily get into them at that point. Oh yeah, no, can I remember? Because I remember getting frustrated I couldn't catch a freaking Zapdos the other week. But
man, you missed out on the back when research breakthroughs were good.
Yeah.
You know, and they gave away the legendary Pokemons for those. Those were the best. Yeah. That's, you know, that honestly, you know, more so than the cruddy community days, the fact that the research breakthroughs are now like, oh, get a Snorlax. Like, I don't, I have 50 billion freaking Snorlaxes, man. Like, I don't want it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Snorlax. No.
Yeah, just, I will say, though, because I know there was some confusion just even in my own timeline about, you know, even when the celebration is over, if you paid for the pass, you can complete the whatever, you know, the set of challenges to get to shiny Mew. It'll take a while, but you needed to have gotten the pass. And so if you did not get the pass, you will not be able to get that. This was one of the, like we talked about a couple weeks, like this was, you know, it is a pay to, you know, get, event, but, you know, I think anyone who wanted it is, you know, we'll be able to get it. So I'm still working on getting my shiny Ditto. And then I will work towards that Mew.
Yeah.
But overall, I thought it was a sorry, excuse me. I agree with some of your things on you know why it was you know things that you got mad at, which I think are totally valid. But I think overall, like you know, just with popping some incenses and you know and having I was you know. I was sitting on three remote raid passes and then I ended up getting the three free remote raid passes. And then I think I bought, you know, another three, that, you know, I 100% enjoyed them. Doing the raids was fun. Doing it with the, community, I thought was a lot of fun. So you'll definitely see us do more of that. All right. I think that's all that we have on that. We can probably just keep talking about Pokemon Day predictions.
Oh, Pokemon Day predictions. Well, the obvious one. We're getting Pokemon Diamond and Pearl remake.
You were the other way. Okay, I can't tell if you're trolling or not. Do you honestly think we're going to get
it? Yeah, no, we're getting them. Like
because you were one of the where there's no way we're getting it. It's not coming.
I never said that.
No, you absolutely. I'm gonna go back and find it.
Chat, tell us.
Christian was negative Nancy on the remakes.
No, I've been Jim, I've got Jim, do you not remember when we did the, you know, like back when they announced Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon? Right. So, you know, that was back when I was a baby faced Pokemon journalist, had only That's been right. doing this for a few months. And so I was attempting to get some contacts at the Pokemon company. And I had somebody who claimed that they were a developer for the Pokemon company. And they said that Sinnoh remakes were going to be the next Pokemon games. And so, you know, I got into big fights with the gaming editor because he was like, oh, it's Pokemon Stars. I'm like, it's not Pokemon Stars. There is no such thing as Pokemon Stars. You know, we got into these big fights about it. And then they announced Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. And like 2 minutes before that thing came out, like, I got this thing from my alleged contact. He's like, I was wrong. Sorry. I'm like, you come on, man. But you know, like, so the Sinnoh remakes were always on the table. You know, I understand why they are the next game that are coming out this year. I think that if those are the only Pokemon games that are coming out, that's all we're getting this year, I will be a little disappointed. But you know, I Diamond Pearl, you know, we've known that's happening for months.
Well, what else do you want to see?
I mean, ideally, I know that some people, you know, are a little bit down on Let's Go. I would have liked to see a Let's Go of Johto. Johto is my favorite region. Gold and Silver are my favorite Pokemon games, and the remakes Heart Gold and Soul Silver, which are the actual good Gen 4 games, by the way. I'll put that one out there too. Diamond and Pearl, not very good. Platinum fixes some of the issues.
Yep.
But not much better. You know, Heart Gold and Soul Silver are the actual Gen 4 games that everyone remembers fondly. You know, so I personally would have liked to see something along those lines. My kids, you know, my son loves the Let's Go games. You know, they're easy enough that, you know, I can play that with him and he will get a good experience out of them. And I like that. You know, I think that is important. You know, I think that is good. I would love to see more Pokemon spinoff games. I don't think we're getting any more than new Pokemon Snap, which let's be grateful. We're getting new Pokemon Snap this year. So, you know, I I'm really excited about that. And that is the game that I said we were never going to see, you know, for the record. That game, you know, that announcement, when we got that information, I was shocked, genuinely shocked. And that was like, what, like 30 minutes before like a podcast recording too?
Yeah.
So, I think the next big thing was what I would really like to see from the Pokemon company, similar to what they did when they announced Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. They went and announced that they were working on the next generation of Pokemon games. It would be for the Nintendo Switch. I really want to know what is happening next for the Pokemon
franchise. What's coming next? Yeah. I think your 25th anniversary celebration is the place to do it. And if you miss out in that time frame, that's a swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you go by that. And like, that's because be real, what else could they announce that's going to be big?
That's the thing. It's like, it's too early to do new generation.
Like, short of a...
Actually, I know what would be.
True Pokemon MMO.
There are a couple things that I think would be really unexpected. I think that one, if they announced that they were doing like a Pokemon Sword and Shield 2, because the Galar region, I feel like it's weird. Because we got Crown Tundra and, Isle of Armor, like, I understand we've been in the Galar region for 2 years, and usually what we get are two games and then the remake, and this, and Crown Tundra and Isle of Armor was what they did in place of that. I think it would be kind of cool, because there's still a lot that, there's still like the Eternatus thing that we haven't gotten Eternatus VMAX. Or not VMAX, Jesus, I'm so still psyched by your card. We still haven't gotten Gigantamax Eternatus. I think that there's still room for the Galar region to grow. I like those. So I think that would be really unexpected. Say that's our 2021 game or 2022 game. Pokken 2 would be great.
It'd be great.
Not,
I don't know if that's
not
like
happening.
That's not the big announcement.
Here's the thing. The biggest announcements are new Pokemon games. We're getting new Pokemon games. It's Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. So beyond that, everything else is...
That's not a new game. That's a remake.
Yeah, but, we just had, new games. They were 2 years ago. But, we're on the cusp of a new generation. They've got one more set of Pokemon games, and then we're going to move on to Gen 9.
Jeez. We probably have to get a pretty sizable Pokemon Go announcement this week too, right?
No, we're not.
No, you don't think so?
No, there's nothing. They've Pokemon Go. They
usually beat to the beat of their own drum. But.
Yeah, their timeline. They're going to do whatever their next drop is going to be. I mean, because just remember, they only did, Mega Evolution wasn't that long ago. They did the Pokemon, I forget exactly, Pokemon Go Celebration or whatever they called their rebrand of, their first themed update. That was like November. Yeah. I don't think we're going to get any major announcements up until the summer in Pokemon Go. So what do you think? What do you think we're going to get? I've been talking a lot.
No, I mean, I think you hit a lot of the big ones, right? I mean, look, selfishly, I would love Pokemon Duel to come back. And I'm not going to go, I know it's not coming back, but I want it. I want it back. So
I will say this. I'll add one other thing.
Yeah.
If we're going like, pipe dream.
Yep.
Pokemon tabletop RPG. Back in
I can see that.
So there was kind of that in Pokemon. We sort of got a Pokemon tabletop RPG back in the 90s when there was all the rage because Wizards of the Coast produced it. And it was weird. And it's only like sort of thing. We've had some like unofficial ports and stuff like that. There's definitely interest in doing a Pokemon tabletop RPG. And, I think if Nintendo and Pokemon Company want to like tap into a market that they haven't tapped in before, or haven't really tapped into a market, because the Pokemon Adventures, I believe, is what it was called. It was like the best selling tabletop RPG for like the 6 months that it came out. I think it was like, you know, it and Dungeons and Dragons were like 1-2, and then there was a massive gap beyond that. But I would love to see that.
That would be a very cool one.
I know people would just lose their freaking minds over that. Yeah. Like in my particular communities, at least.
That would be a cool one. Yeah. I mean, look, the thing that I've always wanted, and I understand this is very much not something in the Pokemon Company's wheelhouse, not in Nintendo's wheelhouse, but like I said before, a Pokemon MMO, I feel, would be so cool. Like if you took in all of the elements from all the various style of games, take in, you know, the regular console games, throw in, you know, the gym mechanics of Pokemon Go, right? And just have that be kind of that constant, you know, kind of battling for, you know, supremacy or whatnot based on the team that you're on. I think it would be a lot of fun, but that is just something that is not, I mean, look, to put together a successful MMO is such an undertaking. The what you have to build to keep that stuff running and how you have to continue to feed it is truly is the pipiest of pipe dreams. But man, how cool would that be?
Yeah, no, I it would be cool. So let me start by saying that. it would be cool. My question about that is, you know, when's the last time we've had like a big MMO? Like I feel like the era of the MMO is over, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I think I look at it more with like the re-rise of World of Warcraft. Like they're like Blizzard is firing up. I mean, it's nowhere near its peak of what it was, but it's tough. Like, what franchise could carry a true MMO? Right? Like, you know, I think. Especially now. And I think the problem with all the MMOs is you have to, because of the nature of those games, you have to sacrifice things like graphics and things like that, just because so much of that is all loading all at once with everyone playing at the same time. And you're right. It could just be me talking through nostalgia tinted lenses here because I lost. GTA is a MMO. GTA Online is basically an MMO.
Okay. And there's Final Fantasy 14. That's the other one.
Thank you, Almec.
I mean, like I said, I think that would be really cool. It doesn't quite fit into the box of what Pokemon is.
It absolutely does not.
which, you know, sure. that doesn't mean that it can't happen. It would have to be like I'm going to like say this because I've never played it, but something like Roblox, you know,
Minecraft. Yeah.
I could see something that is much more geared to casual play.
Yeah. Like live service. Well, cause here's the thing that I remember asking, I think I asked you about this a while ago. There's a Minecraft like server or hack that is like Pokemon. I forget what it's called. I think it's like Pokebricks or something. Mm-hmm. I've seen a few streamers play it, and it seems really, really interesting. I think for me, the mechanics around Pixelmon, that's it. Thank you for that. That is one that I keep wanting to get into, but I think for whatever reason, and I know it's a me thing and not a Pixelmon thing, getting over the Minecraft of it all and not necessarily having I can't imagine there's going to be please someone tell me, like an easy tutorial on like here's how this world works, instead of I'm all for trial by fire. I think that's a great way to learn or whatever, but it seems a little much to just jump into, but maybe I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to jump into it and we'll see how it goes. I think we like to overhype, not overhype these things. Like there's always a measure of overhypeness when we know a big announcement is coming. And so everyone wants all of the things that you want, you know, to come to fruition. I do want to just circle back one quick thing, because I did see some discussion about the Let's Go games, and you kind of touched on it briefly. The Let's Go games are not for everyone. I get that. For the diehard fans, this is not necessarily a game for you. This is a game that people who either only play Go and may not have necessarily played a console game to get into and get their feet wet, but it is fantastic for younger players. So much so that like the Battle Academy for the trading card game, is a great way for younger players to learn the mechanics of the trading card game. Let's Go is basically the console version of that. And so I do not want to understate how important I believe that those Let's Go games are, knowing full well that they are not for everyone, and I may have a bit of bias towards them because I have a young child at home. But to me, like, especially, you know, Pikachu and Eevee were such a fun nostalgia trip that that much very much carried me through that game. But being able to see the game I remember playing on my Game Boy in the car, waiting for the streetlights to hit over the car at night while I'm playing, the fun I had and the hours I put in that game, to share that, it was truly something special. And so that's why I will forever be a fan of the Let's Go games.
The thing that struck me about Let's Go games was, you know, I know, and people brought it up that, you know, they were designed to get people to transition from Pokemon Go to the mainline Pokemon series. But yep. I was surprised at how many people that drew back into the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I know multiple people who hadn't played any of the, they hadn't played Pokemon Sun and Moon, hadn't played Pokemon X and Y, hadn't played in years. And yep. Pokemon Let's Go was their official reintroduction to those games. And they absolutely loved the things. And like, yeah, I agree. It was very grindy. The catching mechanic was very unsatisfying after you got over the initial, I'm throwing the Pokeball trick. Thing. Yep. You know, like after that, not that fun. Yep. But, you know, like, I know way too many people who speak super highly of those games, and it's amazing. It really is. So I'm not going to knock on those games. And I think that a continuation of those games, not a bad thing.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So to recap, it sounds like we are probably going to get Diamond and Pearl remakes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to probably get information about what the future of the Pokemon as a console game is going to look like, whether it is more expansions for the region of Galar or the next generation of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
We will probably get some mobile game announcements. I would imagine that you can't go past one of these without them announcing some mobile game that may or may not come out. Even if it's something like Cafe Mix, because like Cafe Mix is like that game that kind of goes under the radar, but a lot of people seem to really enjoy and like. And so I wonder if we necessarily get an update to that or something there. Maybe we'll get something. We'll probably get something crazy and wild that may never see the light of day, a la, you know, or take a very long time to come out. And then I'm sure there will be a ton of merch. The other thing we didn't talk about necessarily, the possibility. Wait, two things on the Detective Pikachu front. We have not necessarily gotten any updates on the new Detective Pikachu.
Not since they announced that it was coming out.
Since they announced it was coming out.
2020 or 2019.
So we'll probably get an update there. But we may also get Detective Pikachu 2 movie. I don't know. I don't know how they would do that.
That would be years away, though. That's the problem. Sure. It's like, you know, Justice Smith is already signed up to do the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they can still announce it. That's how these things work, Christian. You announce it and the movie comes out 3 years later.
I as much as I liked the Detective, I would love to hear another Pokemon announcement. I do not think it will be a continuation of Detective Pikachu.
It'll be interesting to see I don't think we'll get anything on the anime front because that,
yeah, we, that, we, we're going to get the rebrand.
Well, right, yeah, the rebrand the of whatever the not Journeys, but still Journeys anime is going to be. I think that's, and then I think that that'll probably be what we get. We'll probably hit on all the little corners of what they touch, and we'll see what it is. All right, Christian, why don't you hit us with the fact of the week?
Well, we've got a kind of boring one this week, but that's because Jolteon, we've talked about Jolteon is like, you know, the disappointing Eevee evolution. You know, Jolteon is very moody. You know, it's very sensitive, and when its mood and based on its moodiness, that's actually how it charges its electrical power. Which that is just it is the emo Eevee. You know, there's the you know, I did Vaporeon as a favor to to Megan, and so, you know, I committed to doing the other evolutions, and I got to Jolteon. I'm like, wow, this Pokemon sucks.
I mean, to be fair, Jolteon is a great design with basically flawed everything else.
The thing
is, it's not a particularly good mon to use, you know, in general for the game, but it's got a great look. The idea and design, but everything else, including like just bad shiny because it's one of those green shinies,
green ones, yeah.
And we all know how we feel about the green shinies; they're terrible. But this one feels just like right. We got an electric type Eevee. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I think, and we'll get to it next week. But Flareon, I think, also too is a much more interesting Pokemon in general than just Jolteon. So poor Jolteon.
You'll have to tune in next week to find out whether or not Flareon is trash. Jolteon, the thing that like I was just like looking about, it's like, man, this was one of the ones that they clearly slummed it on the Pokedex entries. And the other thing is it's signature move, you know, is not even a electric type move. It's, you know, it's Twin Needle, which is a bug type move,
right.
which made it great. It made it actually, you know, somewhat useful in Gen 1, right. You know, because, you know, I would use that. Jolteon is how I beat all those freaking psychic Pokemons that would
kill but represented in the anime, totally different. It's like in the anime, you would think it's an electric type move, but it is not.
So, no?
You know.
Yeah, it's not. It is.
All right, folks. Well, I appreciate everyone taking the time to chat with us today and listening to this week's edition of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared. Megan will be back next week, and we will have so much news to talk about. You're definitely going to want to tune in live noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. if you are across the pond, because there's going to be so much news that we are going to have to digest, wrap our head around, and you're going to want our reaction. So if you want to, you should, if you are not already, following Pokemon Pod CB at Pokemon Pod CB on Twitter. If you want to do some raids, I still need some legendary birds at Jim Biscardi. Hit me up. I will put out my code again for anyone who needs it. And then you can find Christian at Seahoffer CBus.
That is also where you can find me at.
He is also doing raids with friends. And, hey, it's Huckleberry Flynn's birthday this week. So happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, man.
Big time supporter of the show. Got to give him a shout out as we end our this week's episode. So with that, folks, we'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in.